Joe Porter from our sports desk is in with us now. Kia ora, Joe. We're on the pointy end of the Australian Open here, and local favourite Ash Barty through to the final.
Yeah, she's been in dominant form this whole tournament. I don't think she's dropped a set yet, and she hasn't lost that many games either. Another straight sets win in the semi-finals over American Madison Keys. Yeah, she just looked like she was never going to lose from start to finish. And, of course, looking to break a 44-year drought for a local Australian champion at the year's first Grand Slam. So a lot of pressure on her shoulders, but she seems very composed. I was just listening to her post-match press conference. She seems very confident. Her team seem very confident, and I just think that perhaps this is going to be her and Australia's year. It certainly seems like it.
In the doubles, they're guaranteed a win, aren't they? Because it's an all-Australian doubles final. But it's the Kyrgios show, isn't it?
And I'm curious, actually, to ask you two what you think of Nick Kyrgios. He's a bit of an enigma. You kind of either you love him or you hate him. And I see that Michael Venus, the New Zealand doubles player who he dumped out of the tournament a day or two ago, had a crack at him yesterday and said that, you know, Kyrgios and his partner Tanasi Kokkinakis, their sort of ability to or desire to rock the crowd up and get them to make noise whilst Venus was serving and whatnot was sort of against the spirit of tennis and wasn't really on and was a bit, you know, against the traditions of it all. And he actually referred to Kyrgios as a knob and said that, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, he would have been furious if people were yelling out while Kyrgios was serving. Well, funnily enough, that's what happened in yesterday's game, and Kyrgios did lose the plot. He smashed his racket, flipped the bird to the crowd and started to become the villain once people were making noise during his serve. So he's a funny one, Kyrgios. I quite like him because he's entertaining. He brings a bit of controversy. He brings a bit of modern athlete to the game. But what do you think of him, Susie? What do you think about Nick Kyrgios?
I think he's definitely got that sort of showmanship. But I find him quite tiresome.
Too puerile.
Just sit down, mate.
Him a little bit tiresome. I do like the idea that he cuts through in a sport which I don't pay that much attention to compared to other sports. So yeah, it is interesting and it livens things up.
I mean, he's hardly the gentleman of the game, like, you know, Roger Federer type, is he?
Certainly not, and he hasn't won a Grand Slam.
Like
wasted potential.
I think I used to like him more. I used to want him to win. I used to want him to win that Grand Slam. But now I'm a little bit with Venus on this one. I think it feels a bit like a knob.
It feels like when things are going his way, he's all for it. And as soon as it turns, he turns too. He doesn't quite have the mental fortitude. But there you go. Nick Kyrgios, it is the special case show in the doubles at Australia at the Australian Open. And I guess it brings a bit of life to doubles, which is typically, you know, not the most enthralling of spectacles at the tennis.
Very good, Joe Porter. Thank you very much for that.